Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Dallas at 97.3.
Dallas at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's Calm Down. Rima featuring Selena Gomez. That song is always in my head now. It's really a little earworm. So I hope you enjoy it too. Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Here all week. Try the veal. Don't try the veal. Veal seems mean, even to me, and I eat meat. Okay, we're going to start with our not-so-secret drag show. You know what I'm saying.
You just have that conversation with yourself.
I did. Though, I'm right. Well, no one was in here to talk to, so I just got going. I just got going with myself.
My New York family used to eat veal a lot.
Well, veal is a thing that people eat.
Back east. Yeah. I don't think people eat it here.
It's available. I see it on menus.
You do?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, I suppose I probably had it, but it seems extra mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's already kind of mean that we grow animals.
Agreed.
To eat.
Right.
But, you know, the babies. Let's even lamb.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let them have a life.
No
somewhere.
Veal.
You know,
I'm with you.
Gamble in a field.
Don't try the veal.
Don't try the veal. Try the mutton. The old ass sheep. Okay. There must be something about sheep meat.
That like I don't like? Right. I don't like any of it. Keep it.
But they, you know, you always hear like lamb stew or lamb chops or whatever. You never hear like, you know, sheep chops or sheep stew. Like, I think they only take the babies.
Oh, this conversation. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I should, moving on.
Yeah, the yeah. Belly.
You're right. It's terrible. What are we
awful.
Doing? Who are we?
Move on.
Right. Terrible people. This part of the show is brought to you by, and listen closely, our not-so-secret drag show. I'm so excited about this. I've talked to a couple people. I know people who are coming in from, who are like flying in and they're like, oh, we bought tickets for this because I didn't want to take any chances. And I thought to myself, I think you're going to be fine. It's a big place. So here is the deal. On Saturday, June 24th, we're taking over August Hall in San Francisco. And it's, is that on Geary?
No.
Where is it?
Mason.
Mason. Okay. I've asked like 50 times. I just can't get it straight. It's like dates and locations.
It's closest to Geary. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Sure. So Geary's somewhere near there.
Geary
okay.
Is a main
Geary
street that runs through
way.
San Francisco. So, you know, you're not
sure.
Completely wrong.
Right. Somewhere
it's in
near
the area,
Geary.
Right.
So we're having this party, and if you've ever listened to our secret show, you know it's a dirty little thing that we do in addition to this show, and we occasionally take it on the road, and it's super fun, and people are crazy, and we have all kinds of surprises and special guests. We're really excited about it. And after we're done blah, blah, blahing, Princess P and Cochina Rude are going to do live performances, so it is a drag show, too. It's like a secret show and then a drag show. Are we allowed to talk about the person who's going to be part
yeah,
of it?
Sure.
Okay. So, Honey Mahogany,
mm-hmm.
who is, I guess she's been on RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. and she's just an established person. I think she's fully trans now.
Yes.
So she's not, that's not a drag queen anymore, right? Because she's fully, she's
right.
a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be, she's like a grand marshal for the parade. And so we're going to have a little sit down with her, too. And she's got a good, I guess Bryn was talking to her yesterday. He goes, you know, it's a filthy, dirty little show. She goes, well, tell me more about that. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
And so she's in politics, too, so she has to make sure that it's not too gnarly.
That's smart of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she seems like she's got a good sense of humor, and she's ready to play.
Easygoing.
She said she's easy. Mm-hmm. She said it. Although sometimes people say they're easy, and they're not
that easy.
And
they're not that easy.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm easy. Are you, though?
Look,
not always.
I don't know. Never mind. Bryn's got this. No,
okay.
Bryn's got it. I don't need to tell him how to prepare her. I do fear that people, you don't have to answer any people
we'll
can
say
ask
that.
Questions.
Yes.
You don't have to answer
You're
them.
Good about telling people that when we get them on the secret show. So, you know, maybe that can be your role that day is to lay down the ground rules
but
for her.
Just
say no.
No.
We won't be mad and we don't push. I feel like people should be allowed to have their boundaries.
When I talked to Budman the other day about him going silent when I brought up his coworker, he was like, no, you guys, you can ask me anything. I go, no, apparently we can't. It broke his brain.
He's all, no, I was trying to find something funny to say, but I couldn't.
Or you could just say she's wonderful. She's really good at her job. I'm so lucky.
Does it always have to be a joke? Anyway. On June 24th, August Hall, San Francisco, the secret show, not so secret drag show. There are plenty of chances for you to win your way into this VIP section, which is just the upstairs, just the balcony section. Mm-hmm. And there is plenty of room. It's a very large venue. So if you'd like to go, if you have an inkling, go to AugustHallSF.com and put in an RSVP. Say, I'm coming. That is free. You can come. It's $20 for this VIP area, but it is free to go to the show. Mm-hmm. And it does. And listen, the VIP area, you know, okay, you get a drink, you get a guaranteed entry. Mm-hmm. The regular, you can get right up to the stage. You can see the whole thing from right there.
That's right.
You're gonna love it. And it's brought to you by Hornitos Tequila.
Nice.
I love that we're getting, like it's them and Maker's Mark and is it just a group, an alcohol group? Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yes.
Sponsoring, you know, in for pride.
Yeah, it's perfect for our occasion.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to say we're all going to do a shot because we're not all going to do a shot, but we are, you know, we may do a shot of tequila that
You'll
day.
You'll do mine.
I'll do yours for you. I'll double shot it. Sounds
we love that around here.
Do we?
Yes.
I don't know.
Drunk Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Steroid
drunk.
Sarah.
Oh,
they're
boy.
All good.
Wait,
all the different Sarahs. We love them.
There are a lot of me.
Mm-hmm.
I should start calling me we.
There you go.
Yeah. Learn from the best. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to start with... I'm going to start with Martha Stewart.
Okay.
I love Martha. I really do. But that said... Because, look, she loves gardening. She loves... making the kitchen look nice, cooking nice things, having a great house. She has houses all over the place. She's a house person, and I love that. So I'm interested. I used to subscribe to her magazine, and I enjoy her with the Snoop Dogg. But I will tell you something that I know for a fact. It's just a feeling I have. I would not like working for her.
Hmm.
I just don't think that I would be... My quality control would not be up to snuff. I just know it. And
I don't know. You know, I think that a person in her position, this is just a guess. I don't know. But I'd like to think that while she holds herself and her abilities to a very high standard, she has to understand not everybody's going to clunk their head on her standard. And either you learn to work with people or you learn to work alone.
Right.
Because you can't do that to everyone around you when you're
you can
standards
when you're Martha Stewart.
But you need employees.
You do. Yep. So I guess you pay them more and you expect more from them. She here's her
story. Is that the story? You're saying she can't keep people employed there?
No, she's just you if she calls you on a Sunday and you're in the bathtub and you can't come over right this second, she can't work with you.
Oh, I wouldn't want to work with her. What?
I'm at home
Get off
on
my
a Sunday.
Phone. I'm not even picking
my
up.
My job is 24/7.
Oh, it's Martha. Let that go to the machine.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, just don't answer. Big don't tell her you're
get
in the
a
bathtub.
Life. You're Martha Stewart, for God's sakes. Get a life.
No, no. Her life is doing what she does. And I'm completely driven to do it perfectly. So the pandemic made a lot of people realize that work is not life. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really, there should be a clear boundary between the two. And it was hard because working from home, there you are in your office. And later, when you're just checking your email on your computer, there you're still in your office. And we all had to sort of sort that out. So Martha doesn't roll like that. If you work for her, you better be available, like, all the time. She says she called an employee on a Sunday, and the guy said, I can't talk, I'm taking a bath. She said, I knew right then I couldn't work with that person. I just couldn't. If you can't talk on a Sunday and you take umbrage that I'm calling you on a Sunday, you know, if you're a terribly religious person, I would take that into consideration. But I knew this guy was not a terribly religious person. It's exciting. Business is exciting.
Why? Because he takes baths? What's the matter with baths?
She just knew. She had some knowledge that he was not religious. And that wasn't why. Business is exciting. I want people to feel that way about business. And in her defense, her own worth ethic is off the charts, and she's down for whatever, whenever, wherever. Like, she's always got something going on. She says, and I like this quote, there's no hierarchy in my life. I will wash the floor if I have to wash the floor. I will take out the garbage if no one else has taken out the garbage. The CEO should be available to everybody at all times, if possible. Unless she's taking a bath on a Sunday, in which case, no. And all of that, I think that's great. I actually like that sort of idea of there's no boss in this family. If the floor needs to be washed, the person who notices that washes the floor, takes out the trash, or whatever it is.
Or the STFU.
What's that?
Like, well, they look at the floor and go, it's dirty, but if I say anything, I'm going to have to clean it. So
that
I don't see
true.
That.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to go in another room and just pretend I didn't
there.
Notice it.
Right.
She also, though, makes a lot more money than the rank and file employees who work for her.
Well, look, I do think that what you're talking about is part of her success and is that drive. And I also think that there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want that success.
Yeah.
I'm good with this success.
Yeah.
You see it in tech all the time. These people pursue job titles and pursue money and they're doing well, but they have no social life or life whatsoever right. to speak of. And they will find themselves 10, 15, 20 years down the road going, Jesus, I don't have fun.
I don't have friends. I don't have a
Ever.
Family. I don't have any fun.
And I got all these trophies for being this or that, and I got a bunch of business cards, and I got a killer title. But what do I do besides that?
Mm.
It's a
And look, then it's hard to find something else to do because now you're in that.
If that fulfills you, that's great. But I do think it gives a lot of people pause. At some point, they find themselves going, I got to find something. Bowling, golf, anything
any kind
else
of hobby. Yes.
That is not that.
Mustaches.
Whatever
it takes, wherever it breaks.
Sad to be at the end of your life and go, I accumulated titles. The end. Mm-hmm. Like, I got no kids, no family, no nothing to speak of, but a bunch of dough that's going to go to the local pet shelter. That's actually a good thing, though.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, if you do leave.
If you've got no one to leave it to,
yeah.
Why not leave it to a pet shelter?
But everybody's got
whatever your charity
your thing,
is.
Man.
You do. Yeah, we're not telling you where to leave your money. But if you can't think of any place, pet shelter's nice.
But I think that crazy drive to succeed, sometimes it takes a second for someone to stop and go, what am I?
Yeah.
Like, what's the end? Speaking of end games, what's the end game right. here? Do I stop at CEO?
Right.
Is that enough?
Do I need to be the king of the world?
Like, where's that?
Bezos? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I would love to be a billionaire, but would I trade my life now for that?
I don't really want that kind of work.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Seems too much.
I mean, I'll hit the lottery. I'll do that. If that can happen, that'd be great.
That'd be great. No. Oh, God. To get all that money without having to work for it. Whoop. Celebrities who claim that they're self-made. This one's been floating around here for a while, and I just really liked some of these. This is a BuzzFeed thing, and who doesn't go down a rabbit hole on BuzzFeed once in a while? So here's just a few. BuzzFeed put together a list of times that these people who claim to be self-made, they aren't, and there's out-of-touch comments that they've made about their success. So there's Kylie mm-hmm. Jenner. Kylie Jenner says, there's really no other word to use for me other than self-made because that's the truth. And then Kim Kardashian said, Kylie is self-made. We're all self-made. What? Because we came from a family that has had success? Hailey Bieber, who used to be Hailey Baldwin, says, kids that already have a famous background are just following in their family's footsteps. My dad and all of his brothers have done this. This is my family business. Being famous.
She's talking about being self-made, though.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, she says she's self-made.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow, whose parents are Blythe Danner and Bruce Paltrow. So I think he's like a director and producer, and the mom is a famous actress. Gwyneth Paltrow. Look, I don't know that much about Blythe Danner or Bruce Paltrow. And she did come up with Goop, I guess. Gwyneth Paltrow says, I really do feel that once your foot's in the door, you almost have to work twice as hard and be twice as good. I invented yoga. I added that last part. Uh-huh. I thought that'd be fun, you know, because she came up with everything.
You know, the thing that Hailey Bieber said is true of a lot of these people. It's the family business. It's just that, no, you're not self-made.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
Because it's the family business.
Right.
You can't say that.
If she'd just get that through her noggin, she'd actually have made a correct statement. Yeah, this is the family business.
Right.
That's what we do.
I'm famous because all these other people here are famous.
And if you look in Hollywood, that is rampant. And it's okay. But just know that.
About yourself.
I mean, it's everyone. Even people you don't know, you'd go, oh, well, not that person. No, that person had a dad and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Director or
sure.
Casting or whatever. Like, that's...
They had an in.
Mm-hmm.
They got that person in front of somebody. Lily Rose Depp, who is she's starring in the HBO show The Idol, which, by the way, the first episode's out and people are freaking out. I got to read you the quote for this. I don't know if I can, actually.
Oh, boy.
I'll say getting herself for the one word that it... Okay. The jaw-dropping pilot's sexually explicit 60 minutes is full of scenes showing Lily Rose Depp's character aggressively getting herself and then going nude for a photo shoot. Hashtag The Idol sucks. That's the big hashtag right now. Bad dialogue, nudity. They're saying that the writing is terrible. The acting is terrible. So the reviews are in. Anyway, there's that.
Okay.
So here's what Lily Rose Depp has to say about herself being a self-made man person. If you're not right for something, they're not just going to hire you because your name looks good on the post.
That's not entirely true.
Johnny Depp's daughter.
Right.
Okay. Paris Hilton. I think of myself and anyone who does business as being self-made. Everything I've done on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ice Cube's son is in here, O'Shea Jackson Jr. He says, do not let anyone get it in your head that you should feel bad or your accomplishments are less than what they are. And it is true. It can be a curse to be the son or daughter of someone famous because then everyone assumes that what you've done
I agree with that 100%. Like, you still have to do the work.
Yes.
The work has to be good enough. And this is absolutely, we're talking about a business where they will go, you're fired. We got to get someone else for that.
Yeah.
You're not good enough for this. The end. Like, just sometimes it's just your look. Not you.
Yeah.
What?
He just took one look at me and ruled me out? But there's so much more to me.
I haven't even read for... All right, read. All right, now, not you. Get out.
So the last one I grabbed here off this BuzzFeed thing, which is celebrities who claim they're self-made and we all really know. Okay. I actually can't think of what Lourdes Leon has done. This is Madonna's daughter. I guess she's done some modeling.
Yeah, I've seen some modeling.
She says, I want to feel like I deserve things and not just like I've been given things. Well, I guess you can feel any way you want about stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
And I'm going to end with this just really quickly. Britney Spears wore high heels and a dress that kind of looks like the dress that Anya Taylor-Joy was wearing in The Menu. The kind of negligee looking thing. Here she is at the gym in high heels and a negligee.
So... I've never been to the gym in high heels. So I decided to wear high heels because I saw a girl on Instagram one time. And she basically wore a formal dress on the treadmill with high heels. So, considering I've always had a trainer tell me what to do in the gym, I decided, and that's my crazy husband, I decided to wear a dress to the gym to see what it feels like. And I really like it.
Okay, that is her home gym. She's not at the local gym.
Yeah.
She's
there's
at
garage
home,
doors.
And it is a full-on kick-ass gym with her pets and her husband there. Yeah. There's no one else.
There's no one else. But every machine known to man
is there, which is great.
In case you haven't noticed,
oh,
I've got everything.
Full dumbbell stack, too.
She's got everything. Damn. She's got it all. This is what we do all day. We wake up in the morning and we have coffee. And then I'd like dance for the camera a little bit. And then I put on something. And then I go work out.
Is that? There's no comments on this post?
She has them turned off.
Oh.
She does. She actually frequently does that. If she doesn't want to hear what you have to say. And honestly, it's not a bad idea. Turn the comments off once in a while. Hmm. If you got something to say and you don't want to have a fight about it, just turn them off. What's the big deal? Okay, I'm out of time, Vinny. Oh, by the way, we'll post put the link to the Britney Spears thing up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Woohoo, it's Tuesday. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thanks for listening. It's nice to have you here. Keep it here on Alice 973, but listen on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Because every hour that you're listening to Alice on the Odyssey app gets you another entry to win a trip for you and three friends down to LA to see the last two shows of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Alice at 97.3 on the Odyssey app. Click play. Every hour you listen is another entry, up to 8 entries per day.
The Radio Alice Report.
The beauty of that thing also is that you can take us wherever you go.
It's so good.
Like signal, forget signal. You've got it in your hand wherever you go.
Hooks right up to your car. You're all set.
All right, here's what's happening. Oh, no, sorry. This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza. I screwed myself up. I don't even know my own order. Get ready for a summer filled with active fun, adventure, and learning at La Garza Summer Camp. From sports team to STEAM, they have something for every kid. Join the Bay Area's best camp this summer and use code ALICE for $50 off today. Look, summer's here.
Yeah.
It's time to get signed up so the kids have something really productive to do. I know you wanted to do stuff with them every day. You lasted one day because it's hard to keep them entertained.
They're so energetic.
Right. These people are pros at La Garza. So use code ALICE and get $50 off today at LaGarzaSports.org. That's LaGarzaSports.org. All right. So there was an Apple event yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And like for me, I'd been waiting for the 15-inch Apple MacBook Air.
Okay.
That's the thin, light computer. I think you got one right in front of you.
Is it a 15-inch?
No, yours is the 13.
Yeah.
I have a 13 at home. Thing. The new one's the 15, and I've been waiting for that one. So I'm going to probably buy one of those. But the big deal is these new Vision things.
Did they get released?
The Vision Pro.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
So this is the new way to do what?
I don't know. What do you do?
You've got a pair.
No, no. This isn't virtual. These are like a heads-up display. This is not like, this isn't like virtual reality gaming. This is your...
It doesn't do that?
Well, maybe it does. I don't know. But what I've been reading about this stuff is it's like what Google Glass wanted to be. Although that does look pretty hardcore. I think it's more like...
These are skiing goggles. They're
with a huge back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll have to.
I'll be interested to see. You know, my friend Jason wrote me and said, "Hey, did you see these things?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't do that, and I don't really have an interest in it." But I'll be interested to see if Apple can take something that's kind of been around,
been tried, right,
and turn it into the thing everyone has to have, because they do that.
See, yeah, from what I had heard, I thought it was more like the Google Glass stuff.
Okay.
But now I'm looking at this, and it looks like website. You probably watch movies on there. I'm sure there is a bunch of VR.
I have something like this, actually.
Do
but
you?
It's not the Apple version. Of course, the Apple version
sucks.
Is going to be super cool.
Yes, of course.
But what it feels like is you're sitting down, and you can see kind of through it because it's, you know, see-through.
Yeah.
But you're watching like a 70-inch screen in front of you.
It's
I'm
huge.
Looking at the film now. So these things are expensive, and they're not, I guess, what I assumed they were doing, which I and that's my mistake. I assumed they were just the
game playing VR.
Yeah. But it looks like you're going to be able to watch your movies and all your content right there in the
alone
glasses.
Alone in your glasses,
right.
But with yourself.
Well, these things are pricey. So, like over $3,000, according to what I saw.
Yeah, we got
to
wait until they get cheap.
So these things are coming out soon. They're not available now, but this is their next big thing. So do we need it? I don't know.
Well, I'm done saying we don't need things that people come up with, because I looked at that iPad and went, who the F needs that? It's an oversized phone that I can't even take a phone call on. Turns out I have like six of them. So, in fact, we're looking at one right now doing our Zoom on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see these on in airports and on airplanes for sure. This is a way to just be in your own world for hours on end without interruption.
Yay.
Do whatever you want. Well, you know, the cheap version of this is you put on headphones and go, I can't.
Yeah, no, I can't. Now you don't even have to make eye contact.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What? No, nothing. No, never mind. I'm listening. Anyway, that's one of the big things. I'm not really interested, but, you know, $3,000 any day now. We'll see when they release them. The Vision Pro, they're calling it.
Apple Vision.
Mm. Yeah. I really did think it was the
VR.
VR thing, but it doesn't. While it looks
it looks like it will have that.
It looks also like it's more like the Google Glass, like you say.
Yeah. So it's basically augmented reality, and there's an option for you to put like a cover over it so it's not see-through, and then it becomes straight up VR.
Oh.
Does that make sense? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
you're saying augmented as in it is, because what I heard was it's a HUD display, right? So there's, you know, maybe it'll have facial recognition and it will tell you the name of the person that you're talking to. So you don't, you know, you introduce it and it hears you and says, that's this person. Whenever they're up in front of you, that's them. And then it starts adding information about them. Or you could be clicking through your email messages while someone's talking to you in the real world. That'd
well,
be fun.
As if we weren't already zombies enough.
Let's zombify further.
And actually, the city of Mulberry, Florida, is putting up dozens of signs warning drivers of smartphone zombies.
Mm.
And we all know this. We all see it.
Yeah.
I know that people in my age group have a tendency to get really old man get off my lawn. You're doing it. You're not living life right.
Right.
You're doing it wrong. I've learned that I just need to mind my own business and you do.
Well, I'm very judgy about it, but I'm also a cell phone zombie. So I'm a super hypocrite.
It can be difficult to drive in areas where there are pedestrians, bicyclists, children, and animals. And it's even worse when they're all looking at phones.
Yeah.
And that here in the city, we're broadcasting now from San Francisco. Here in the city, you see it every day, all day.
It's on
walking
you.
Walking down the street with their phone and they're reading.
Yeah.
And they're crossing streets and they're...
Most people will look. They realize that they're coming to a crosswalk. They'll take a look and see. But not everybody. It has fallen on you, driver, who is also hopefully not on your phone.
Well, there it is, too. So a lot is made of distracted drivers on their phones. In cities, they also are dealing with pedestrians who are so engrossed in their phones. They're not paying attention to vehicles around them. And so it's creating that kind of crazy, wow, we got skid marks everywhere. Why is that?
Better skid marks than blood stains, I always say. Well,
that down.
Oh, is that another one of my great?
She's good. Better skid marks than blood stains, everyone.
Got it.
God, how do you do it?
I don't know.
Incredible.
Anyway, the city's reactions to the signs are mixed, but it makes a good point. They make a good point, which is, boy, you really got to be on the lookout for the person who's not on the lookout.
Yeah, you do. It's on you, driver.
I truly don't want to hit anybody ever. And I'm talking about from Sam the squirrel all the way up to
Jenny, your grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Everything in between. I want no part of hitting them. Just trying to get somewhere.
I'll kill mosquitoes, though. I'm fine with that.
I don't like my car right into those. Right, but, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a list of things that people think they're good at, but aren't.
Okay. All right. Okay. Singing.
Singing is on the list.
Yeah. I think I'm better than I probably am. But I love it. So
well, that's
clear. Doesn't matter that much.
You're into it.
I am into it.
So here's a question. What's something a lot of people think they're good at but aren't? Someone polled people online. Here are the answers.
Okay.
Communicating.
Oh.
I don't know. Looking cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at that.
Well, that's super, in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you know.
Obviously, I know, you know, I've got that down.
Yeah.
So, thanks for noticing.
I mean.
Right.
Put a Pokemon shirt and a cup and two and a phone in each hand while you're hunting.
Cool.
Doesn't look cooler than that.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I have to put both phones in one hand, so I have a hand free to play.
Oh, my
Pokemon.
Bad. What am I? Stupid?
Vinny.
Duh.
Duh.
Giving good advice.
Well, obviously, we are good at that. I can't believe we're such a good therapist.
The top things people think they're good at but aren't. Giving good advice is on the list.
Yeah.
Huh? Being honest.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's just easier to lie.
Honesty is harder than people want to believe.
Because it's tactlessness sometimes.
Honest with people, and then they turn around and say, that was cruel. And you go, well, what the...
Very hurtful.
What the...
Flippity flap.
What the...
Yeah.
You want it, but you don't want
it. It's about a gentle delivery, Vinny. If you just... Someone walks out and says, what do you think about this dress? And you're like, ugh! That is the worst thing. You look awful in that.
That's not it.
But it's close. So,
true.
Yeah.
Parenting.
I wasn't that good at that.
Yeah, you know.
John was a great parent. I loved them. Well, you don't have to parent them anymore. They're done. We're
is
done
that right?
No, I don't know.
No, we're, you just said we're now it.
Just,
no.
We're now just a resource. We're a consultant group.
Singing. Being humble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm so humble all the time. I'm actually pretty good at that.
Things people think they're good at but aren't include staying out of drama, driving, and being a good listener.
Yeah, I'm not a good listener, but I am a great driver. So there's that. Hilarious. You guys both think you're good drivers, don't you?
I'm a great driver.
No, you're not.
You shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
Somebody's wandering around in here. They might be on the wrong floor. Maybe they're trying to go to Live 105.
Can you take care of that, Bryn? Or you want me to go?
I got it.
All right. You don't want to, yeah, I mean,
you need some help.
Maybe we could get a security detail out there. This is a rando walking around. Actually, I think I might know that guy. I'm not sure. I only caught a glimpse of him.
Is it Sheffy?
No, no. I mean,
if there's Pokemon here, she's already got him, Sheffy.
Yeah, Sheffy, there. They're all captured already.
Okay, I'll move on.
I liked that one. That was fun.
Some guy tweeted a photo after his cousin in seventh grade used ChatGPT to cheat on a book report. It was on the 1989 novel The Joy Luck Club, and the whole report is written by hand. So,
he wrote it out.
So he looked it up on ChatGPT and then copied everything by hand in order to legitimize his lie. The first clue a kid didn't write the report is the use of the word poignant. Maybe a seventh grader uses that word, but then it goes on to say, there's an even more obvious clue in that same paragraph. Even though he copied it by hand, he forgot to remove ChatGPT's disclaimer at the bottom. The last paragraph starts, quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. He just wrote that right out.
So
seventh grade,
he was gonna fail anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, yes.
Dummy.
That's the whole thing. Is if I put some effort into this, I might as well finish.
Right.
The idea
he
is that
wrote the whole thing.
I got
out.
Nothing the night before this thing's due. I'll use ChatGPT. It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
And obviously, his family doesn't have a printer. That's sad.
I don't know.
Feel bad about that. Maybe they had to write it out.
Oh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, kissing Australia should be on that list of things
people think we're good at. Yeah, down there. Both genders, too. Like someone thinks they're really good at something.
You know what's unfortunate about that is people should not feel... How do I word this? Delicately.
That's really good.
You should be comfortable telling someone there, not there.
Yeah.
That.
It's hard.
Right there. That.
It's almost like it's...
Keep doing that.
It's like being afraid to take charge of your own pleasure, you know, to be able to say...
But you've got
that doesn't work.
The thing is like, especially in that,
you don't want to hurt someone's feelings and tell them that they're not doing a good job.
That's why I'm saying,
Mr. Honesty,
a little bit of of like, yes,
guidance.
That right there,
yeah.
Right there. That's not
or
telling
not,
someone,
you know, sure, that's nice. That's sort of, you know, giving them kudos, but to say about an inch up or you're nowhere near it,
right?
Move over here.
That's, I think
that's... Let me put my finger right where
that's
I
look,
want you to be at.
The idea that I'm sitting there pouring energy into something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
But sometimes a guy thinks he's good at it.
100%.
Think you're going to love this, and I can do this all day. I'm like, well, you could, and it won't matter. So...
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. People should feel good about direction.
Someone's going to be down there. Tell them what to do. Let me give you a roadmap to me. It's hard to do. I don't know why, but it is hard.
Great. Now we'll have more distracted pedestrians with the new Apple ski goggles. They do look like ski goggles. I don't know why, but guaranteed, you're going to see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And at a $3,000 price tag, too.
Well, some people have a lot of disposable income, you know?
Yeah, you can go.
Googly eyes. Apple googly eyes. Close to Google, but it isn't. Remember Googly Eyes?
Oh, I do, very much.
That was a great nickname.
I loved her.
Yeah.
She was the girlfriend of one of the original members of Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
And she was a good singer in her own right.
Yep.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in years.
You disappear her?
No.
Go for a hike?
No. Janet. Janet, if you're listening.
I'm the only one that can sing around here.
She was a friend of Sterling's, right? Sterling, if Janet is around.
Is that how we ended up having her around?
That's how we know her, I believe. I think so.
Because she came to some of our events.
We all went to, did we all go to Sterling's cabin one time up in Tahoe? All of us?
Was that where we went?
Yeah, we stayed there after some gig up there. We all went to this cabin. And Janet was there. And Googly, I was whatever. We're really in history. Hello, everyone. We're talking about us. If you could just give us a moment.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.